Do hope that what you will hear this morning will echo in your consciousness, it will stay, and you will be able to take some benefit from it, at least for a day, if not for longer. Let us start by singing Jai Radha Madhava. Yes, please give me Kali. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Jila Prabhu Pada, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Om. All glories to the assembled bodies. Krishna Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. From the Bhagavatam, which will surprise you very much. Let me just find it here. Can someone please help me? It's 10:45. Is this a new edition of the Bhagavatam? It looks very beautiful. What did you say? 45, no? Let me just... I have it here in my notes. We will find it. 45. So do you have these mornings also? Everything is so slow. I miss the slow today. It will soon come when I eat. But Maxi's Basharam, I will get back in shape. So here we are. Savata Sambhavo Deho Janitaha Poshito Yataha Natayo Jati Nirvesham Pitro Matya Satayusha Savata Sambhavo Deho Janita Poshito Jata Natayo Jati Nirvesha Pitro Matya Sata Shata Yusha Savata Sambhavo Deho Janita Poshito Jata Hatha Yojati Nirvesham Pitror Madhya Shatayusha. Yes, please.
Sarvartha Sambhavo Deho.
Sarvartha Sambhavo Deho.
Janita Kosito Yadaha.
Janita Kosito Yadaha.
Natayoriyati Nirvesham.
Natayoriyati Nirvesham.
Sarvartha sambhava deho,
sarvartha sambhava deho,
janita poshito yataha,
janita poshito yataha,
natayoryati nirvesham,
natayoryati nirvesham,
pitror martya satayusha,
pitror martya satayusha.
Vaishnavis, please.
Sarvartha sambhavo deho.
Sarvartha sambhavo deho.
Janita poshito yata.
Janita poshito yata.
Natayoryati nirvesham.
Natayoryati nirvesham.
Of all
Artha,
goals of life.
Goals.
Sambhavaha,
Sambhavaha,
the source. Deha,
Deha,
one's body.
Body.
Janita,
Janita,
born.
Born.
Poshita,
Poshita,
maintained.
Maintained.
Yataha,
Yataha,
from whom?
Na,
Na, not. Tayoho,
to them.
Yati,
Yati,
one achieves.
Nirvesham,
repayment of the debt.
Pitroho,
to the parents.
Madhyaha,
a mortal.
Shata,
of 100 years.
Ayusha,
with a lifespan. This is spoken by Lord Krishna he says, with one's body one can acquire all goals of life, and it is one's parents who give the body birth and sustenance. Therefore, no mortal person can repay his debts to his parents, even if he serves them for a full lifetime of 100 years. Having stated, both you, our parents, and we have suffered because of our separation, Krishna now states that his and Balaram's religious principles have been spoiled by their failure to satisfy their parents. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Daminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivesesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama My dear devotees, here a very important point is raised by Krishna when he met Devaki and Vasudev. You remember, they had been his parents in Mathura, but he was not. They were not able to spend the early childhood years with Krishna because Kamsa was after the life of this eighth-born child of Devaki and Vasudeva and was really constantly planning to kill all the children really of Devaki and Vasudeva. So Vasudeva had right after birth carried this Lord from Mathura to Vrindavan, where their son grew up. So when finally Krishna returned, he said, "Dear father, because of us," you know, they were the same was with Balaram, he grew also up in Vrindavan, "because of us, your two sons, you and mother Devaki, always remained in anxiety and could never enjoy our childhood, boyhood or youth. And by fate we were separated at an early age, but we had now, we children had a problem. We did not really serve you." And then he says why it's important to serve the parents. With one's body, one can acquire all goals of life. And it is one's parents who give the body birth and sustenance. Therefore, no mortal man can repay his debt to his parents, even if he serves them for a full lifetime of 100 years. Mataji, may I know your good name?
Govinda Mohini.
Wonderful. Govinda Mohini is a mother. And I saw today there was a little boy, I think Kiran is the name. Your husband told me just now, so I have no magic, I don't have magic potencies. And I noticed how Kiran was leaning against his mother during Jayarada Madhava and being just so protected, so happy, so absolutely at ease and fear, and there was such a bond of love and care. Govinda Mohini, yes, has done practically everything for this human being. She has carried him in her womb. She has given birth, which I can imagine is something quite intense. She has nourished her child from the early infant years with her own milk. She has brought him up. She has been full of anxiety when he was playing a little roughly, maybe climbing at trees which were too high for his age. And, and when he was experiencing any pain whatsoever, he ran to Govinda Mohini, and Govinda Mohini knew the solution, just a blow on his hand cured all the problems, so on. In this way, very naturally, Govinda Mohini has performed amazing services to Kiran of caring, really caring, and being always tuned in, thinking mostly 24 hours a day, is everything all right? Is everything going well? And what Govinda Mohini and Eka Chakra Dham, but especially in the early days, the mother is more present. Later, the father helps the child to enter into life and so on. But what these two have done for one person, it was done for each one of you by your parents. They have taken care of each single one, even if they are non-devotees and do not particularly like Artiks and Prasadam. Even then, they have taken care of you in the same way Govinda Mohini and her husband Eka Chakragram have taken care of Kiran. And I just saw this. I studied it a little carefully from the side of my eyes, and I was thinking, wow, what a relationship. And Krishna acknowledges this very much in this verse. He says, no mortal being can repay his debt to his parents, even if he serves them for a full lifetime of 100 years. That's the ideal measure of a life. No? It's not possible, because they have done so much. And there have been, you know, people who study jobs and business, and they have found out, in order to pay a person in a business context, you know, who goes to work at a company, to pay him for what a mother or father do for their child, it's simply not possible to pay all this, because they are there 24 hours a day. A normal working time is, what, 8 hours? Now at 8 hours. Not if you build a house like Manu, then you are also 24 hours in the house. But, you know, it is not possible to pay this, because it's so much which is done, and so much mental focus, and so much money is spent on it, on a child. A lot. I heard 120,000 euros from a pocket of a poor person is given to that, is spent on a child just so that he can eat, has pens and shirts, and all these basic needs fulfilled. No? So now let us study what is behind this understanding that you should serve the chair parents. There's a certain value there. Can you think about it? What impels a person to do this service, and what, if this value is not there, keeps him from doing this service? Some of us have not served their parents. I can see it in their faces. Yes. When would you serve? When would you not serve? If I'm grateful. If I acknowledge or see what has been given to me. My dear devotees, I want to speak today and possibly tomorrow. We have to see how far we get about the yoga of thank you, the yoga of gratitude. I think most of us, there have been many lectures in ISKCON now on this subject, and there's a lot in devotee care, but I want to look at it maybe from a few new angles. I want to first of all speak about the benefit, just the material benefit of being grateful. It is seen that when you appreciate something, that which you appreciate gradually comes into your life. For instance, if I appreciate food. You might, at the end up as a cook. If I appreciate music, after some time, I will play harmonium or mridanga. If I appreciate books, after a few years, I will have a huge bookshelf. It is a law of nature that if I appreciate something, I will pull it into my life. Grateful people are therefore seen to be much, much more surrounded by opulence than ungrateful people. If you wake up every morning and you are grateful, I'm grateful I have health, I'm grateful I have opportunities, I'm grateful I'm alive, you tend to be a healthy person and a very lively person. But if you wake up every morning, I don't want to make a face like His Holiness Kadamba Karana Maharaj sometimes makes in the lectures to make a point. You know, if I'm just miserable every day morning and I really wake up with the morning blues and there is no gratitude in me, I usually live a bitter life and I become unhealthy also. What you are grateful for, that you draw more of it in your life. And trust me, there is always something to be grateful for, even in the midst of many things that go wrong. If you concentrate on the things which go wrong, you will attract more of the things which go wrong. Most of us do this. If we concentrate, however, on the things that go right, more of it comes. I want to tell you a secret. When I became a devotee, I was consciously choosing poverty. I come from an affluent background, but I started even to learn to train myself by living a whole year only on food which I begged from the house of others. Yes, I was on Sankirtan. I would never eat what the devotees were cooking on Sankirtan because I thought, I'm such an arrogant rich man's son. I need to learn to be a little bit more humble. And I went to the houses of Germans, knocked at the door, said, I'm hungry. And I'm a vegetarian, which makes it very difficult for you. Please give me something. You should be kind. You live in the Wohlstandsgesellschaft. You live in the rich society. You should have a mercy. Because I know to speak very high-class German, they understood I was not a social person, a dangerous person. They gave cucumbers, peanuts. Sometimes in winter, I ate every day a piece of butter because it keeps you warm through the day. Yes, and that has helped a little bit to be grateful for what is given to me. I became so grateful to everything which was given to me that I always had enough to eat for that year where I lived as a beggar. Afterwards, I became like you, an enjoyer of pizzas and everything. Hare Krishna. And I learned, if you are grateful for everything you get, you will get more. I learned also, if you are grateful for every book which you distribute, oh Krishna, thank you that this person took the book. More books go out. But if you think, oh no, not enough books are distributed, you will go in the other direction. Gratitude is something which pulls good things into your life. But that is a material dimension of gratitude. I would like to speak, because you are spiritual devotees, spiritual people, about the spiritual dimensions of being grateful. Expressing gratitude is part of Sanatan Dharma, the eternal religion. In the Ramayana, there's the sage Valmiki. I think he often appears, and he is found there as saying, one should acknowledge a favor and try to pay it back. This is Sanatan Dharma. When something is done which is good to you, you should try to give back. And Krishna himself here expresses his gratitude. He sees you, Vasudev and Devaki, gave me this life. He speaks like this. And I have all the opportunities now with this life. I'm so grateful. I don't think I could pay this back, even if I would serve you for a full lifetime of 100 years. Srila Rupa Goswami, I think you all know, has mentioned that Krishna has qualities. How many qualities does anyone remember? 64. But then somewhere, I think, Prabhupada's commentary, it appears, there are really much more. In the Bhagavatam, it is said, even if one could count the atoms of this universe, this is a lot, you know. One could not count your qualities, Krishna. It is not possible. So many qualities. Wow. He's God after all. Now, gratitude is an intrinsic part of the 64 qualities. It is described, he's known to be Krita Gya, grateful. What does this mean? Rupa Goswami gives a definition. You can see if you are grateful or not by this definition. A grateful person is he who fully acknowledges the services, favors, etc., that others have performed for him. It comes in the Bhakti Rasamrita, Sindhu 2.1.91. You need to first of all see, be conscious. Wow, something good was given to me. Some humans don't have this awareness. They just can't see when something good was done to them. They take it as, this is life. They don't see, for instance, wow, there's nice air. There's sunshine. Wow, and I have a healthy body. I'm sitting on a cushion. I have a cushion. Today there are even more. If I want an extra cushion, no problem. They just don't see this. Some people are just so, let me say, unconscious. So the qualification, oh, Manohar, I speak to you. I have building materials. There's something to be grateful for. So, to first of all, gya means to know, and krita means a favor, a benefit. I acknowledge it. I know this is good. and so on. And let us go a little bit deeper in it, into this by looking at the example which Rupa Goswami gives for Krishna's gratefulness. There was one devotee. Her name was Draupadi. When she was in absolute, in a very difficult situation, you all know it was when I think a few lusty men were surrounding her, a whole assembly of lusty men were surrounding her, eager to see that she was undressed publicly and then stare at her naked beauty. This, for a Vedic woman of a princess of Draupadi's statue, was worse than death. It was easier for her to take a knife and put it and dig it into her heart than tolerate this humiliation. It was emotionally, absolutely the hardest thing imaginable for Draupadi. I think those who are, we can sympathize with her if we feel like this. I remember when Michael Jackson was investigated if he had actually done child abuse. He had to stand naked before a cruel state's attorney and his men, and he cried for half an hour in his bathroom before he could somehow bring it over his heart to get out of the bathroom and present himself to his investigators. It was so absolutely psychologically difficult for him. Now, he is a man. Imagine a soft-hearted lady. And we don't even want to think about it. So in this situation, Draupadi, she called out to Krishna with her, all of her heart and devotion. She put everything into her calling out. Hey, Govinda. No? She called, hey, Govinda. Hey, Janardhan. Hey, Mukunda. There were many names according to the Mahabharata which she used. So Krishna remembers this. My heart, he says, feels increasingly indebted. He's not just a little indebted. It seems to become more and more. My heart feels increasingly indebted by a debt that does not seem to go away. This is the debt of gratitude which I accrued when Draupadi loudly cried out to me, even though I was situated far away in Dwaraka. Krishna feels Draupadi loves me so much. In her greatest agony, in her hour of the greatest pain, she actually thinks of me and calls for me. That's how dear I am to her heart. Wow! And he feels, I cannot repay the rinam. Rinam means debt. Some of you are tired. What should we do for you? I feel so cruel to Dina Dayal this morning.
I'm thinking about it.
Or if you drink something. Manoha, also I'm torturing you. I should be a source of your joy, but you're struggling. And when I was in such a situation, Prabhupada sent me to bed. I remember I was already standing at the wall, but I started to, you know, fall almost on the devotion. I almost could catch myself. Prabhupada saw it and said, "You sleep too little. You should go to bed." Yeah, I was very grateful. I mean, it was impossible for me. Prabhupada said one thing, and I saw a movie in my head, you know, because when you have this rapid eye movement face, you know, when you fall asleep, you dream like anything and so on. Anyways, I might make some jokes about you. So then our ego gets alive and we can't sleep any longer. No, don't worry. I have become better. So Draupadi, so Krishna says, I am so grateful, and this debt which I feel I have towards you, I want to acknowledge what you do for me, and I want to give it back. That's gratitude, no? That increases every day. If I think about you, Draupadi, and what you went through and how you called for me, this is very, very wonderful. My dear devotees, this is the example of Krishna. He is giving an example of gratitude. And again, the Sanskrit term for gratitude says it all. Kritagyata means literally acknowledgement of what has been done for me. No? In this way, a grateful person is known as kritagya, or someone who acknowledges gya, a krita, a grateful person. On the other hand, an ungrateful person is known as a krita gna, like destroying. He destroys everything he got in his life as a favor by not acknowledging what was done for him or for her. When you are ungrateful, this is your destination. It's from the Ramayana. There are atonements suggested in scripture for a person who kills a brahmana. You can do something when you have killed a brahmana. Has someone here killed a brahmana? Not yet. Okay, but if you have, don't do it, never even think of doing it. But according to Ramayana, there are things you can do to get rid. There are atonements suggested in scriptures for a person who drinks alcohol. Does this happen? I think in some unacknowledged parts of Radhadesh, there is maybe a drop and so on. You can do something against it to get rid of it. I know in our community in Goloka Dham there was a devotee who drank, but I think in Radhadesh we are more pious. When you steal wealth, does this happen here? The things which you can do to get rid of the thing. When you willingly break a principle, a vow you have given, does this happen? Oh, Maharaj, don't get on our case now. There are things you can do. However, there is no atonement anywhere for someone who's ungrateful. An ungrateful person has a character which cannot be reformed. You can try to help him. He can be in the best situation, but if he's by nature ungrateful, that means he does not have the ability to actually acknowledge or see what is the good thing in his life. There is no atonement. This is heavy, isn't it, from the Ramayana? I shudder. I mean, it's worse, apparently, than doing all these things, you know, which we don't even... I try to formulate it because people, you are asleep and I need to somehow get your juices flowing. I'm not yet successful. My dear devotees, just consider this. Why is this so? It's just like a blind person. How will you help a blind person? Someone who's really blind? I mean, absolutely blind, in a way which cannot be healed, he can never see his whole life. In much the same way, someone who cannot see the good things in his life which are given to him, it will not be possible for him to get on a track of even God consciousness. It will not be possible. He will think, bitter, 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 bitter. So therefore, it is important to be grateful. What could we do if we are not grateful? This is how I would end. How could we become more grateful? Any ideas? Serve someone who is grateful. Yeah, when we see an outstanding quality which we don't have in someone else, we go like, wow, oh, let me think about it. Like, whenever I see a humble person, I feel, okay. Yes, this is something very impressive. I'm very impressed by this quality. No? Yes. Then when we serve, we become closer. Service means you establish a relationship. That's why we speak of devotional service. We establish a relationship once we serve Krishna. No? Wonderful answer, Prabhu. Yes, Jamashmi.
Make a list of things you are grateful for. Force yourself to.
Yeah. What Jamashtami says is really, it is recommended also by psychologists and coaches who want to help people. And I it sounds simple, but you have to start hunting for things that are grateful, and then you see them. Like, I made a walk and I said, I must see a deer today. Normally I don't see deers in Goloka Dham, but on that day I said, I must see a deer. I want to try if this works, because I knew I would give a lecture today about gratitude hunting, of things which we would be. And if you just, I noticed, I put my attention only for 10 minutes. I didn't waste my time very long. And I saw a deer. When you consciously go after something, you will find it. Like when a Mataji consciously goes after a possible husband, one day she will find it, find someone. Or when a boy wants to marry and he really makes an effort, one day it will be before his door. This is a law of nature. This is how nature is work. So if we find ourselves, Kiran, Hare Krishna. No, children, yes, children need to play and do everything. I don't expect them to go to a boring lecture. I mean, children will find it boring. I hope it's not boring, but children have other things. They are very busy with other things. That's good. Let them be children. Don't try to force them to jump over their childhood. Yeah. this is so deep what Jamashtami just now said. You need to see, is there something which I can detect today which I'm grateful for? You need to hunt for it. And all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. Oh my God. If I can give you an example. If I should be searching for what I'm grateful today is, first of all, I'm really grateful that I'm in this situation, that I'm in this temple room. I can try to serve devotees with Krishna conscious wisdom. I'm sitting at the, you know, I'm grateful to Prabhupada that he somehow gave me this life where I was just now in Goloka, now I'm here. Soon I'm somewhere else, which is a devotee place with devotees. What a life! Wow! I have enough to eat. Most probably I will get breakfast today. Most probably. So, what a life! But if I don't search for what I'm grateful for, I will find out, oh my God, is it bad to get older? Old age is coming. Ooh. Oh my God. You're losing your energy, Sachinandan Swami. How many more years? Not many. You know, if I go on this road, I will not discover many things I could be happy. Oh, my audience was sleepy this morning. When will they ever sleep enough? I could find many things which upset me, really. Do you want me to go through this room and think and tell you about things which could upset me? You would be amazed how many things I can see that can upset me. But I don't want such a life, such an unspiritual life, such an undharmic life, such a dark life. So therefore I need to go sometimes hunting. Hunting for things I can be grateful for. This is behind Jamash. I'm expressing Jamashtami's point, who says, make a list into what it really means, you know, when you sit down. And really, once you start making that list, you will see more. Your list gets flooded. Ooh, you need a computer to put it all. Oh my God, so much! And so on. No, it is. But if you are not acknowledging, if you don't learn to acknowledge, your life will go down the street called bitterness, disappointment. Why is the universe not giving me what I deserve and what I want? Hare Krishna. What else could we do to enter more into a grateful mood? We have tuna. Yes, dinner. We have some. Yes, please. Yeah.
The first thing you say is, I am waking up for the best day of my life.
Oh, wonderful.
And it shifts your focus.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. So we hear other traditions also know about it because it is a universal principle. It's not that this is something you only hear in a temple and may not be true outside of our community and when you don't live such a life like we live. No, it is very true. Yes, Dina Daya.
It's such a huge topic. If we are not grateful, then most probably we will not have some grudges and resentfulness towards the world. So yeah. We should address it. We should act,
yeah.
Blame others. And we can see Bhagavad, for example, called Bhagavata characters from that angle, starting from Parashit Maharaj, from Dhruma.
Wonderful point.
Make sense?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The thought of gratitude is being resentful.
Yeah, and when we are resentful, Dinadayal said, so I will say it for the people who listen to tapes, or what is called recordings, when we are not grateful, we are resentful. That's the opposite of it. And we need to address it. Why is it that I am so bitter and so resentful? And if we could solve that, then we can be more grateful and more healthy. We can be healthy, even healthy again. Wow. On that, I want to say, I want to share with you, I was once in a situation, I had caught a sepsis. That's something many people die of in hospitals. It's an infection which comes because there are bacteria, viruses, and all kinds of things which are very difficult to get out of the hospital because so many ill people come there. Anyways, I had it in the legs and it was not possible to move the leg even. There was so much pain. And then I understood that if I now just become overwhelmed by pain and become bitter and disappointed, I have no chance to even survive. So I started to remember the times when I was in temples and danced, dancing with both legs and really dancing for Krishna's pleasure. And I danced every morning as my cure in my mind. I've danced so much in my life. There are really wonderful memories. Maybe tomorrow is an opportunity for me again. Or this evening, maybe. Who knows? And I am alive. And in my mind, I think there are two factors. One is Krishna's mercy. And the second is my dancing in the hospital. The mind. This is it's important, really. Believe me, my dear devotees. It's not just a wishy-washy, oh, great, grateful, yes, nice, nice, nice. No, this is important for you to survive and become a happy old man or a happy old woman who's healthy also. Yeah, yes, so important. I'm looking at the wristwatch now. Please permit me. 1, 2, 3. 9 o'clock. Wow. We are 15 minutes longer than expected. I think I close here. There will be a second part for this lecture. It's called the Yoga of Thank You. There will be some more amazing things which will come to our notion. I have here whole thing. I must say I'm very indebted to a devotee called Hari Prasad who collected these statements from various scriptures on gratitude. I have put them in the book and will read you tomorrow an amazing perspective on gratitude, which I think is good. For today, if you forget everything you have heard, remember, please, one word, gratitude hunting. Huh? Hunt for it. No? Look for things you can be grateful for. And I will ask you tomorrow morning at the beginning of the lecture if you were actually doing the exercise. And those who have not done will get a laddu. And the others will get 2 laddus. Hare Krishna. No, I'm a little joke in the morning is good. I thank you very much. I think we see each other, most of you, we see each other in the evening. All the best for your day. And do you remember one word from the lecture? Gratitude hunting, yes. Because it's such an interesting combination of words, I thought it's easy to remember. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.